Ron Starling comes to historic American Beach at least once a week. When he gets here, he sits down, lights some incense, and strikes a small Tibetan singing bowl.
How long you do this for?
Into your heart's content. I usually go a session of four.
Abraham Lincoln Lewis, Florida's first black millionaire, bought this beach in the 1930s. It was one of the state's few coastlines black people were allowed to enjoy prior to desegregation. Starling, who's black, began camping here in the late 90s.
After I survived an aneurysm, September 11th, 1998, after I came from rehab in that session of renewed life, I wanted to come out here and have lunch.
Starling ended up staying the night with some friends and thus began a 22-year tradition for a group that would become the Knight Sanders Campers. At its peak, 80 to 100 campers would gather to learn more about the history of American Beach, eat, and attend talks. Now, Starling says the tradition is in jeopardy.
They don't want black folks out here. That's what it all boils down to.
The proposed ordinance would restrict group camping. It would only be allowed from November to April when sea turtles are not nesting. Camping groups would need to register as nonprofits, obtain county permits, and pay a $500 deposit, and they'd be limited to 30 people and 20 tents.
25 to 30 people is just a family. We hadn't even gotten to the guests yet.
The ordinance also says groups can camp only in the parking area behind the beach.
That's why we come here, is to be on the beach, not to be in the back of the parking lot.
Harry Frances Betch is Abraham Lincoln Lewis's great-great-granddaughter. She founded a beach camping group called American Beach Afrotopia that's hosted events here since 2015.
What I feel that they did was basically ban without ban. Like, so it's a ban by any other name. They put so many restrictions in place that really cut to the heart and soul of what we were out to accomplish with the camp out.
The ordinance was crafted after more than a year of meetings by a beach community working group made up of five Nassau County staffers and two residents. The group heard from coastal property owners who complained about loud music and illegal activities. But many of the complaints stemmed from nearby Peters Point, north of American Beach.
That was not a big secret during the year-long worth of committee meetings. The Peters Point area was the hot spot of the majority of this.
Butch Osborne with the Nassau County Sheriff's Office was part of the group, along with County Manager Taco Pope. Both say they feel bad for the American Beach camping groups, but they can't carve out exceptions for just one beach. Here's Pope.
If we, the board, makes a decision to ban camping at Peters Point and allow camping at American Beach, all we've done is shift the problem from one beach to the other.
Pope says it's challenging to find a middle ground for campers and property owners.
Because there are very strong feelings on all sides.
The camping groups have gathered thousands of signatures on a petition calling for changes. Starling even chained himself to a stake at American Beach for 2 weeks in protest. Even if the ordinance passes, it's not permanent. It would only apply until the end of the year, allowing the county commission to make tweaks and replace it with a long-term bill. But it would mean Starling's annual fall campout is probably off. He says he'll never give up on trying to change the county's mind.
If you stop showing up at those meetings, if you stop not voicing your opinion, if you stop not asking questions and being a thorn in their side, then you lost. They won.
Monday's vote on the beach ordinance is set to happen at 6 o'clock's county commission meeting following a final public hearing. Sky LeBron, WJCT News 89.9.